The Concordant Literal New Testament, copyright 1983 by the Concordant Publishing Concern. The Book of Hebrews, chapter 1, by many portions and many modes of old God, speaking to the fathers and the prophets, in the last of these days speaks to us in a Son, whom he appoints enjoyer of the allotment of all, through whom he also makes the eons, who being the effulgence of his glory and emblem of his assumption, besides carrying on all by his powerful declaration, making a cleansing of sins, is seated at the right hand of the majesty in the heights, becoming so much better than the messengers as he enjoys the allotment of a more excellent name than they. For to whom of the messengers said he at any time, My son art thou, I today have begotten thee? And again, I shall be to him for a father, and he shall be to me for a son. Now whenever he may again be leading the firstborn into the inhabited earth, he is saying, And worship him, all the messengers of God. And indeed to the messengers he is saying, Who is making his messengers blasts, and his ministers a flame of fire. Yet to the Son, Thy throne, O God, is for the eon of the eon, and a scepter of rectitude is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest injustice. Therefore thou art anointed by God, thy God, with the oil of exaltation beyond thy partners. And thou originally, Lord, dost found the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, yet thou art continuing, and all as a cloak shall be aged, and as if clothing wilt thou be rolling them up. As a cloak also shall they change, yet thou art the same, and thy years shall not be defaulting. Now to which of the messengers has he declared at any time, Sit at my right, till I should be placing thine enemies for a footstool for thy feet? Are they not all ministering spirits commissioned for service because of those who are about to be enjoying the allotment of salvation? Chapter 2. Therefore we must more exceedingly be heeding what is being heard, lest at some time we may be drifting by. For if the words spoken through messengers came to be confirmed, and every transgression and disobedience obtained a fair reward, how shall we be escaping when neglecting a salvation of such proportions, which obtaining a beginning through the speaking of the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who hear him? God corroborating, both by signs and miracles and by various powerful deeds and partings of Holy Spirit, according to his will, for not to messengers does he subject the impending inhabited earth concerning which we are speaking. Yet somewhere someone certifies, saying, What is man, that thou art mindful of him, or a son of mankind, that thou art visiting him? Thou makest him some bit inferior to messengers, with glory and honor thou wreathest him, and dost place him over the works of thy hands. All dost thou subject underneath his feet. For in the subjection of all to him, he leaves nothing unsubject to him. Yet now we are not as yet seeing all subject to him. Yet we are observing Jesus, who has been made some bit inferior to messengers, because of the suffering of death wreathed with glory and honor, so that in the grace of God he should be tasting death for the sake of everyone. For it became him, because of whom all is, and through whom all is, in leading many sons into glory, to perfect the inaugurator of their salvation through sufferings. For both he who is hallowing and those who are being hallowed are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to be calling them brethren, saying, I shall be reporting thy name to my brethren. In the midst of the ecclesia shall I be singing hymns to thee, and again I shall have confidence in him. And again, lo, I and the little children who are given me by God. Since then, the little children have participated in blood and flesh. He also was very nigh by partaking of the same, that through death he should be discarding him who has the might of death, that is, the adversary, and should be clearing those whoever, in fear of death, were through their entire life liable to slavery. For assuredly it is not taking hold of messengers, but it is taking hold of the seed of Abraham, whence he ought in all things to be made like the brethren, that he may be becoming a merciful and faithful chief priest in that which is toward God, to make a propitiatory shelter for the sins of the people. For in what he has suffered, undergoing trial, he is able to help those who are being tried. Chapter 3. Whence, holy brethren, partners of a celestial calling, consider the apostle and chief priest of our avowal, Jesus, who is faithful to him who makes him, as Moses also was in his whole house. For this one is counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by as much as he who constructs it has more honor than the house. For every house is constructed by someone, yet he who constructs all is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in his whole house as an attendant, for a testimony of that which shall be spoken. Yet Christ as a son over his house, whose house we are, that is, if we should be retaining the boldness and the glorying of the expectation confirmed unto the consummation. Wherefore, according as the Holy Spirit is saying, today, if ever his voice you should be hearing, you should not be hardening your hearts as in the embitterment, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers try me in the testing, and were acquainted with my acts 40 years. Wherefore, I am disgusted with this generation, and said, ever are they straying in heart, yet they know not my ways. As I swear in my indignation, if they shall be entering into my stopping. Beware, brethren, lest at some time there shall be in any one of you a wicked heart of unbelief in withdrawing from the living God. But entreat yourselves each day until what is called today, lest any one of you may be hardened by the seduction of sin. For we have become partners of Christ, that is, if we should be retaining the beginning of the assumption confirmed unto the consummation, while it is being said, today, if ever his voice you should be hearing, you should not be hardening your hearts as in the embitterment. For some who hear embitter him, but not all those coming out of Egypt through Moses. Now with whom is he disgusted 40 years? Was it not with those who sin, whose carcasses fall in the wilderness? Now to whom does he swear, not to be entering into his stopping, except to the stubborn? And we are observing that they could not enter because of unbelief. Chapter 4. We may be afraid then, lest at some time, a promise being left of entering into his stopping, any one of you may be seeming to be deficient. For we also have been evangelized, even as those also. But the word heard does not benefit those hearers, not having been blended together with faith in those who hear. Then we who believe are entering into the stopping, according as he has declared, as I swear in my indignation, if they shall be entering into my stopping. Although the works occur from the disruption of the world, for he has declared somewhere concerning the seventh thus, and God stops on the seventh day from all his works, and in this again, if they shall be entering into my stopping. Since then, it is left for some to be entering into it, and those to whom the evangel was formerly brought did not enter because of stubbornness, he is again specifying a certain day. Today, saying in David after so much time, according as has been declared before, today, if ever his voice you should be hearing, you should not be hardening your hearts. For if Joshua causes them to stop, he would not have spoken concerning another day after these things. Consequently, a Sabbatism is left for the people of God. For he who is entering into his stopping, he also stops from his works, even as God from his own. We should be endeavoring then to be entering into that stopping, lest anyone should be falling into the same example of stubbornness. For the word of God is living and operative, and keen above any two-edged sword, and penetrating up to the parting of soul and spirit, both of the articulations and marrow, and is a judge of the sentiments and thoughts of the heart. And there is not a creature which is not apparent in its sight. Now all is naked and bare to the eyes of him to whom we are accountable. Having then a great chief priest, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, we may be holding to the avowal. For we have not a chief priest not able to sympathize with our infirmities, but one who has been tried in all respects like us, apart from sin. We may be coming then, with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may be obtaining mercy and finding grace for opportune help. Chapter 5. For every chief priest obtained from among men is constituted for men in that which is toward God, that he may be offering both approach presents and sacrifices for sins, able to be moderate with the ignorant and straying, since he also is encompassed with infirmity, and because of it he ought, according as for the people, thus for himself also, be offering for sins. And not for himself is anyone getting the honor, but on being called by God even as Aaron also. Thus Christ also does not glorify himself by becoming a chief priest, but he who speaks to him, my son art thou. I today have begotten thee, according as in a different place also. He is saying, "Thou art a priest for the aeon, according to the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, offering both petitions and supplications with strong clamor and tears to him who is able to save him out of death, being hearkened to also for his piety, even he also, being a son, learned obedience from that which he suffered. And being perfected, he became the cause of aeonian salvation to all who are obeying him, being accosted by God, chief priest according to the order of Melchizedek, concerning whom there are words, many and abstruse for us to say, since you have become dull of hearing. For when also, because of the time, you ought to be teachers, you have need again of one to teach you what are the rudimentary elements of the oracles of God, and you have come to have need of milk and not of solid nourishment. For everyone who is partaking of milk is untried in the word of righteousness, for he is a minor. Now solid nourishment is for the mature, who because of habit have faculties exercised for discriminating between the ideal and the evil." Chapter 6. Wherefore, leaving the word dealing with the rudiments of Christ, we should be brought unto maturity, not again disrupting the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith on God, of the teaching of baptizings, besides the imposition of hands and the resurrection of the dead, and of judgment aeonian. And this will we be doing, that is, if God may be permitting. For it is impossible for those once enlightened, besides tasting the celestial gratuity and becoming partakers of Holy Spirit, and tasting the ideal declaration of God, besides the powerful deeds of the impending aeon and falling aside, to be renewing them again to repentance while crucifying for themselves the Son of God again and holding him up to infamy. For land which is drinking the shower coming often on it and bringing forth herbage fit for those because of whom it is being farmed also, is partaking of blessing from God. Yet bringing forth thorns and star thistles, it is disqualified and near a curse, whose consummation is burning. Yet we are persuaded of better things concerning you, beloved, and those which have to do with salvation, even if we are speaking thus. For God is not unjust, to be forgetting your work and the love which you display for his name when you serve the saints and are serving. Now we are yearning for each one of you to be displaying the same diligence toward the assurance of the expectation until the consummation, that you may not be becoming dull. Now be imitators of those who through faith and patience are enjoying the allotment of the promises. For God, promising Abraham, since he had no one greater to swear by, swears by himself, saying, "If in sooth it is blessing, I shall be blessing you, and multiplying, I shall be multiplying you." And thus, being patient, he happened on the promise. For men are swearing by a greater, and to them an oath for confirmation is an end of all contradiction, in which God, intending more superabundantly to exhibit to the enjoyers of the allotment of the promise the immutability of his counsel, interposes with an oath that by two immutable matters, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we may have a strong consolation, who are fleeing for refuge to lay hold of the expectation lying before us, which we have as an anchor of the soul, both secure and confirmed, and entering into the interior beyond the curtain, where the forerunner, Jesus, entered for our sakes, becoming chief priest according to the order of Melchizedek for the aeon. Chapter 7. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of God Most High, who meets with Abraham returning from the combat with the kings and blesses him, to whom Abraham parts a tithe also from all, being first indeed translated king of righteousness, yet thereupon king of Salem also, which is king of peace, fatherless, motherless, without a genealogy, having neither a beginning of days nor consummation of life, yet picturing the Son of God, is remaining a priest to a finality. Now behold how eminent this one is, to whom the patriarch Abraham gives a tithe also of the best of the booty. And indeed, those of the sons of Levi who obtain the priestly office have a direction to take tithes from the people according to the law, that is, their brethren, even those who also have come out of the loins of Abraham. Yet he who is not of their genealogy has tithed Abraham and has blessed him who has the promises. Now beyond all contradiction, the inferior is blessed by the better. And here indeed dying men are obtaining tithes, yet there, one of whom it is attested that he is living. And so to say through Abraham, Levi also, who is obtaining the tithes, has been tithed, for he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek meets with him. If indeed, then, perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for the people have been placed under law with it, what need is there still for a different priest to arise according to the order of Melchizedek, and not said to be according to the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being transferred, of necessity there is coming to be a transference of law also, for he of whom these things are said partakes of a different tribe, from which no one has given heed to the altar. For it is taken for granted that our Lord has risen out of Judah, to which tribe Moses speaks nothing concerning priests, and it is still more superabundantly sure, if a different priest is rising according to the likeness of Melchizedek, who has not come to be according to the law of a fleshy precept, but according to the power of an indissoluble life. For he is attesting that, thou art a priest for the aeon, according to the order of Melchizedek. For indeed there is coming to be a repudiation of the preceding precept, because it is weak and without benefit. For the law perfects nothing, yet it is the superinduction of a better expectation, through which we are drawing near to God. And inasmuch as it was not apart from the swearing of an oath, for these indeed are priests, having become so apart from the swearing of an oath, yet that one with the swearing of an oath by him who is saying to him, the Lord swears and will not be regretting it, thou art a priest for the aeon, according to the order of Melchizedek. By so much also has Jesus become the sponsor of a better covenant. And these indeed are more than one, having become priests because death prevents them from abiding. Yet that one, because of his remaining for the aeon, has an inviolate priesthood. Whence also, he is able to save to the uttermost those coming to God through him, always being alive to be pleading for their sake. For such a chief priest also became us, benign, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and coming to be higher than those of the heavens, who has no necessity daily, even as the chief priests, to be offering up sacrifices previously for their own sins. Thereupon for those of the people, for this he does once for all time, offering up himself. For the law is appointing men chief priests who have infirmity. Yet the word sworn in the oath which is after the law appoints the Son, perfected, for the aeon. Chapter 8. Now this is the sum of what is being said. Such a chief priest have we, who is seated at the right of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the holy places and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitches, and not a man. For every chief priest is constituted to offer both approach presents and sacrifices, whence it is necessary for this one also to have something which he may offer. Indeed, then, if he were on earth, he would not even be a priest, there being those who offer approach presents according to the law who, by an example and shadow, are offering the divine service of the celestials, according as Moses has been apprised when about to be completing the tabernacle. For see, he is averring that you shall be making all in accord with the model shown to you in the mountain. Yet now he has happened upon a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is the mediator, also of a better covenant, which has been instituted on better promises. For if that first one were unblameable, no place would have been sought for a second. For blaming them, he is saying, lo, the days are coming, the Lord is saying, and I shall be concluding with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah a new covenant, not in accord with the covenant which I make with their fathers in the day of my taking hold of their hand, to be leading them out of the land of Egypt, seeing that they do not remain in my covenant, and I neglect them, the Lord is saying. For this is the covenant which I shall be covenanting with the house of Israel after those days, the Lord is saying, imparting my laws to their comprehension. On their hearts also shall I be inscribing them, and I shall be to them for a God, and they shall be to me for a people. And by no means should each be teaching his fellow citizen, and each his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall be acquainted with me, from their little to their great, for I shall be propitious to their injustices, and of their sins and their lawlessnesses should I under no circumstances still be reminded. In saying new, he has made the former old. Now that which is growing old and decrepit is near its disappearance. Chapter 9. Indeed then, the former also had just statutes of divine service, besides a worldly holy place, for the tabernacle is constructed, the front part, in which was, besides the lampstand, the table also, and the showbread, which is termed the holy place. Now, after the second curtain is a tabernacle, which is termed the Holy of Holies, having the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant, covered about everywhere with gold, in which was the golden urn having the manna, and Aaron's staff which germinates, and the tablets of the covenant. Now up over it were the cherubim of glory, overshadowing the propitiatory shelter, concerning which there is nothing in particular to say now. Now these having been constructed thus, the priests indeed are passing continually into the front tabernacle, performing the divine service, yet into the second, the chief priest only once a year, not apart from blood, which he is offering for himself in the errors of the people, by this the Holy Spirit making it evident that the way of the holy places is not as yet manifest while the front tabernacle still has a standing, which is a parable for the present period, according to which both approach presents and sacrifices are being offered, which cannot make the one offering divine service perfect as to the conscience, only in foods and drinks and baptizings excelling, and just statutes for the flesh, lying on them unto the period of reformation. Now Christ, coming along a chief priest of the impending good things, through the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made by hands, that is, not of this creation, not even through the blood of he-goats and calves, but through his own blood, entered once for all time into the holy places, finding aeonian redemption. For if the blood of he-goats and of bulls, and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the contaminated, is hallowing to the cleanness of the flesh, how much rather shall the blood of Christ, who, through the aeonian Spirit, offers himself flawless to God, be cleansing your conscience from dead works to be offering divine service to the living and true God? And therefore he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that at a death occurring for the deliverance of the transgressions of those under the first covenant, those who are called may be obtaining the promise of the aeonian enjoyment of the allotment. For where there is a covenant, it is necessary to bring in the death of the covenant victim, for a covenant is confirmed over the dead, since it is not availing at any time when the covenant victim is living, whence neither the first has been dedicated apart from blood. For every precept being spoken by Moses to the entire people according to the law, taking the blood of calves and of he-goats, with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, he sprinkles both the scroll itself and the entire people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which God directs for you." Now the tabernacle also, and all the vessels of the ministry, he likewise sprinkles with the blood, and almost all is being cleansed in blood according to the law, and apart from bloodshedding is coming no pardon. It was necessary then, for the examples indeed, of that in the heavens to be cleansed with these, yet the celestial things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ entered not into holy places made by hands, representations of the true, but into heaven itself, now to be disclosed to the face of God for our sakes. Nor yet is it that he may be offering himself often, even as the chief priest is entering into the holies of holies year by year by the blood of others, since then he must often be suffering from the disruption of the world, yet now, once, at the conclusion of the eons, for the repudiation of sin through his sacrifice, is he manifest. And inasmuch as it is reserved to the men to be dying once, yet after this a judging, thus Christ also, being offered once for the bearing of the sins of many, will be seen a second time by those awaiting him, apart from sin, for salvation through faith. Chapter 10. For the law, having a shadow of the impending good things, not the selfsame image of the matters, they with their same sacrifices, which they are offering year by year, are never able to perfect to a finality those approaching. Else would they not cease being offered, because those offering divine service, having been once cleansed, are having no longer any consciousness of sins. But in them there is a recollection of sins year by year, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and of he-goats to be eliminating sins. Wherefore, entering into the world, he is saying, "Sacrifice and approach present thou dost not will, yet a body dost thou adapt to me. In ascent approaches, and those concerning sin thou dost not delight." Then said I, "Lo, I am arriving in the summary of the scroll it is written concerning me, to do thy will, O God." Further up, when saying that sacrifice and approach present, an ascent approaches, and those concerning sin, thou dost not will, neither dost thou delight in them, which are being offered according to law, then he has declared, Lo, I am arriving to do thy will, O God. He is dispatching the first, that he should be establishing the second. By which will we are hallowed through the approach present of the body of Jesus Christ once for all time. And every chief priest indeed stands ministering day by day, and offering often the same sacrifices, which never can take sins from about us. Yet this one, when offering one sacrifice for sins, is seated to a finality at the right hand of God, waiting furthermore till his enemies may be placed as a footstool for his feet. For by one approach present, he has perfected to a finality those who are hallowed. Now the Holy Spirit also is testifying to us, for after having declared, This is the covenant which I shall be covenanting with them after those days, the Lord is saying, imparting my laws to their hearts, I shall be inscribing them on their comprehension also, and of their sins and their lawlessnesses shall I under no circumstances still be reminded. Now where there is a pardon of these, there is no longer an approach present concerned with sin. Having then, brethren, boldness for the entrance of the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by a recently slain and living way, which he dedicates for us, through the curtain, that is, his flesh, and a great priest over the house of God, we may be approaching with a true heart, in the assurance of faith, with hearts sprinkled from a wicked conscience, and a body bathed in clean water. We may be retaining the avowal of the expectation without wavering, for faithful is he who promises. And we may be considering one another to incite to love and ideal acts, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves, according as the custom of some is, but entreating, and so much rather as you are observing the day drawing near. For at our sinning voluntarily after obtaining the recognition of the truth, it is no longer leaving a sacrifice concerned with sins, but a certain fearful waiting for judging and fiery jealousy, about to be eating the hostile. Anyone repudiating Moses' law is dying without pity on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment, are you supposing, will he be counted worthy who tramples on the Son of God and deems the blood of the covenant by which he is hallowed contaminating and outrages the Spirit of grace? For we are acquainted with him who is saying, Mine is vengeance, I will repay. The Lord is saying, and again, the Lord will be judging his people. Fearful is it to be falling into the hands of the living God. Now recollect the former days in which, being enlightened, you endure a vast competition of sufferings, in this indeed, being a gazing stock both of reproaches and afflictions, yet in this, becoming participants of those behaving thus. For you sympathize with my prisoners also, and anticipate the pillage of your possessions with joy, knowing you yourselves have better and permanent property in the heavens. You should not, then, be casting away your boldness, which is having a great reward, for you have need of endurance that, doing the will of God, you should be requited with the promise. For still how very little, he who is coming will be arriving and not delaying. Now my just one by faith shall be living, and if he should ever be shrinking, my soul is not delighting in him. Yet we are not of those shrinking back to destruction, but of faith for the procuring of the soul. Chapter 11. Now faith is an assumption of what is being expected, a conviction concerning matters which are not being observed, for in this the elders were testified to. By faith we are apprehending the eons to adjust to a declaration of God, so that what is being observed has not come out of what is appearing. By faith Abel offers to God more of a sacrifice than Cain, through which he was testified to that he is just at God's testifying to his approach presence, and through it, dying, he is still speaking. By faith, Enoch was transferred, so as not to be acquainted with death, and was not found, because God transfers him. For before his transference, he is attested to have pleased God well. Now, apart from faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing, for he who is coming to God must believe that he is, and is becoming a rewarder of those who are seeking him out. By faith, Noah, being apprised concerning that which is not as yet being observed, being pious, constructs an ark for the salvation of his house, through which he condemns the world, and became an enjoyer of the allotment of the righteousness which accords with faith. By faith Abraham, being called, obeys, coming out into the place which he was about to obtain to enjoy as an allotment, and came out not versed in where he is coming. By faith he sojourns in the land of promise as in an alien land, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the joint enjoyers of the allotment of the same promise. For he waited for the city having foundations, whose artificer and architect is God. By faith Sarah herself also obtained power for the disruption of seed, and brought forth beyond the period of her prime, since she deems the promiser faithful. Wherefore also were begotten by one, and these of one who is deadened, according as the constellations of heaven in multitude, and as the sand beside the seashore innumerable. In faith died all these, not being requited with the promises, but perceiving them ahead and saluting them, and avowing that they are strangers and expatriates on the earth. For those who are saying such things are disclosing that they are seeking for a country of their own. And if indeed they remembered that from which they came out, they might have had occasion to go back. Yet now they are craving a better, that is, a celestial. Wherefore God is not ashamed of them, to be invoked as their God, for he makes ready for them a city. By faith Abraham, when undergoing trial, has offered Isaac, and he who receives the promises offered the only begotten, he to whom it was spoken that, in Isaac shall your seed be called, reckoning that God is able to be rousing him from among the dead also, whence he recovers him in a parable also. By faith Isaac blesses Jacob and Esau concerning that which is impending also. By faith Jacob, when dying, blesses each of the sons of Joseph, and worships leaning on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, at his decease, remembers concerning the exodus of the sons of Israel, and gives directions concerning his bones. By faith Moses, being born, was hid 3 months by his fathers, because they perceived that the little boy was handsome, and they were not afraid of the mandate of the king. By faith Moses, becoming great, disowns the term son of Pharaoh's daughter, preferring rather to be maltreated with the people of God than to have a temporary enjoyment of sin, deeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked away to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not being afraid of the fury of the king, for he is staunch as seeing the invisible. By faith he has the Passover made, and the pouring of blood against the door jambs, lest the exterminator of the firstborn may come into contact with them. By faith they crossed the Red Sea as through dry land, attempting which the Egyptians were swallowed up. By faith the walls of Jericho fall, being surrounded on 7 days. By faith Rahab, the prostitute, perished not with the stubborn, receiving the spies with peace. And what still may I be saying? For the time will be lacking for me to relate concerning Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, besides Samuel also, and the prophets, who, through faith, subdue kingdoms, work righteousness, happened on promises, bar the mouths of lions, quench the power of fire, fled from the edge of the sword, were invigorated from infirmity, became strong in battle, rout the camps of aliens, women obtained their dead by resurrection. Now others are flogged, not anticipating deliverance, that they may be happening upon a better resurrection. Yet others got a trial of scoffings and scourgings, yet still more of bonds and jail. They are stoned, they are sawn, they are tried, they died, murdered by the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins in want, afflicted, maltreated, of whom the world was not worthy, straying in wildernesses and mountains and caves and the holes of the earth. And these all, being testified to through faith, are not requited with the promise of God concerning us. The looking forward is to something better, that apart from us they may not be perfected. Chapter 12. Surely in consequence then, we also, having so vast a cloud of witnesses encompassing us, putting off every impediment in the popular sin, may be racing with endurance the contest lying before us, looking off to the inaugurator and perfecter of faith, Jesus, who, for the joy lying before him, endures a cross, despising the shame, besides is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. For take into account the one who has endured such contradiction by sinners, while among them, lest you should be faltering, fainting in your souls. Not as yet unto blood did you repulse when contending against sin. And you have been oblivious of the entreaty which is arguing with you, as with sons. My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, nor yet faint when being exposed by him. For whom the Lord is loving, he is disciplining, yet he is scourging every son to whom he is assenting. For discipline are you enduring. As to sons is God bringing it to you. For what son is there whom the Father is not disciplining? Now if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, consequently you are bastards and not sons. Thereafter indeed we had the fathers of our flesh as discipliners, and we respected them. Yet shall we not much rather be subjected to the Father of spirits and be living? For these indeed discipline for a few days as it seemed best to them, yet that one for our expedience, for us to be partaking of his holiness. Now all discipline indeed for the present is not seeming to be a thing of joy, but of sorrow, yet subsequently it is rendering the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those exercised through it. Wherefore stiffen the flaccid hands and the paralyzed knees, and make upright tracks for your feet, that the lame one may not turn aside, yet rather may be healed. Pursue peace with all, and holiness, apart from which no one shall be seeing the Lord, supervising that no one be wanting of the grace of God, nor any root of bitterness sprouting up may be annoying you, and through this the majority may be defiled, nor any paramour or profane person, as Esau, who, for one feeding, gave up his own birthright. For you are aware that afterwards also, wanting to enjoy the allotment blessing, he is rejected, for he did not find a place of repentance, even seeking it out with tears. For you have not come to that which may be handled and burned with fire, and to murkiness and gloom and tornado and the blare of a trumpet and the sound of declarations which those who hear refuse, that no word be added to them. For they did not carry out the assignment. And if a wild beast should come in contact with the mountain, it shall be pelted with stones. And so fearful was the spectacle, Moses said, terrified am I, and in a tremor. But you have come to Mount Zion, in the city of the living God, celestial Jerusalem, and to 10,000 messengers, to a universal convocation, and to the ecclesia of the firstborn, registered in the heavens, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the just perfected, and to Jesus, the mediator of a fresh covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, which is speaking better than Abel. Beware, you should not be refusing him who is speaking. For if those escape not, refusing the one apprising on earth, much rather we, who are turning from the one from the heavens, whose voice then shakes the earth. Yet now he has promised, saying, still once more shall I be quaking, not only the earth, but heaven also. Now the still once more is making evident the transference of that which is being shaken, as of that having been made, that what is not being shaken should be remaining. Wherefore, accepting an unshakable kingdom, we may have grace through which we may be offering divine service in a way well-pleasing to God, with piety and dread. For our God is also a consuming fire. Chapter 13. Let brotherly fondness be remaining. Be not forgetting hospitality, for through this some were oblivious when lodging messengers. Be mindful of those bound, as bound together with them, of those maltreated, as being yourselves also in the body. May matrimony be honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, for paramours and adulterers will God be judging. May fondness for money not be your manner, being sufficed with what is present, for he has declared, under no circumstances may I be lax regarding you, neither by any means may I be forsaking you, so that we have courage to say, the Lord is my helper, and I shall not be afraid of what man shall be doing to me. Be remembering those of your leaders who speak to you the word of God, contemplating the sequel of their behavior, whose faith be imitating. Jesus Christ, yesterday and today, is the same one for the eons also. By varied and strange teachings, be not carried aside, for it is ideal to be confirming the heart by grace, not by foods by which those who walk were not benefited. We have an altar from which they have no right to be eating, who offered divine service in the tabernacle. For the animals whose blood is carried into the holy places by the chief priest concerning sin, of these the bodies are burned up outside the camp, Wherefore Jesus also, that he should be hallowing the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Now then, we may be coming out to him outside the camp, carrying his reproach. For here we are not having a permanent city, but we are seeking for the one which is impending. Through him, then, we may be offering up the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of lips avowing his name. Now of well-doing and contributing, be not forgetful, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Be persuaded by your leaders, and be deferring to them, for they are vigilant for the sake of your souls, as having to render an account, that they may be doing this with joy and not with groaning, for this is disadvantageous for you. Pray concerning us, for we are persuaded that we have an ideal conscience, in all wanting to behave ideally. Now more exceedingly am I entreating you to do this, that I may be restored to you more quickly. Now may the God of peace, who is leading up our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, from among the dead by the blood of the Ionian covenant, be adapting you to every good work to do his will, doing in us what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for the eons of the eons. Amen. Now I am entreating you, brethren, bear with the word of entreaty, for I write the epistle to you by bits also. Know that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom, if he should be coming more quickly, I shall be seeing you. Greet all your leaders and all the saints. Those from Italy are greeting you. Grace be with you all. Amen.